This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Auditor General's report submitted to President Ramchandra Pudyal. Govern instructs subordinate bodies to maintain frugality in public procurement policy. Constitution Amendment Task Force called Genji representatives for positive dialogue. And U.S. President Trump says Chinese President Xi offered help ending Iran conflict and reopening Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The annual report of the Auditor General for the fiscal year 2024-25 has been submitted to President Ramchandra Pudyal. Auditor General Toyam Raye presented the report to President at a special ceremony held at the President's office in Sital Nivas today. On the occasion, President Pudyal expressed concern over the increasing arrears and stressed the need for public bodies to maintain accountability, transparency and fiscal discipline. The government has instructed its subordinate bodies to maintain frugality in public procurement. The government has restricted the flexibility to buy unnecessary and extra goods for offices and agencies except sheer need and emergency. The government has issued a letter to this effect to the ministries, commissions, government offices, Office of Chief Ministers and Council of Ministers, appealing to use existing goods, furniture and vehicles. The government's budget expenditure has reached about 60% of the annual allocation until 14th of May of the current fiscal year 2025 and 26, according to the Financial Controller General Office. In the past 10 months, a budget of 1,173,520,100,000 rupees has been spent. For the fiscal year, the government had brought a budget of 1,964,110,000,000 rupees, of which 59.75% of the annual allocation has been spent so far. The report stressed the need to increase cooperation and collaboration among all bodies, keeping arrears settlements as a priority in coming days. A task force formed to prepare a discussion paper for the Constitution Amendment has called Genji representatives for positive dialogue, making clear on some confusions surfaced in the issue of discussion scheduled for today with Genji representatives. The task force coordinator called for positive discussion. Task force coordinator Asim Saha shared that the main purpose of the task force is to give completion to the discussion paper, incorporating the suggestions of all stakeholders, adding that the Genji representatives are invited for discussion for this purpose. Coordinator Saha made it clear that after some Genji representatives expressed their dissatisfaction over the issues signed with the erstwhile government. The government has formed a new ministry focusing on science, technology and innovation by allocating specific jurisdiction and targeted areas. The Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation has been formally established as per Government of Nepal Division of Work Regulations, which was decided by the Council of Ministers on the 13th of May and published in Nepal Gazette. Currently, Prime Minister Bailendra Saha is holding the responsibility of the ministry. Construction of 400 kV Hetod at Halkebar Duhabi transmission line, which was obstructed due to the dissatisfaction of locals for a long time, has started again. The construction of the project has been accelerated after the initiative of Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Viraj Bhakta Shrestha. The construction of the project was halted due to compensation issues and land dispute. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Viraj Bhakta Shrestha, has said that the situation of electricity being wasted due to the lack of transmission lines should come to an end. During an inspection of the central office of the National Transmission Grid Company Limited today, Minister Shrestha stated that the construction of the transmission infrastructure is the government's top priority for the overall energy development of the country. On the occasion, Minister Shrestha instructed instructing the company to move forward with a clear vision and achieve the targeted goals on time. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha, has assured that the government would not take any move that breaches the fundamental rights of citizens, like freedom of press and expression. He reminded a delegation of Sancharika Samuha, a group of women journalists at the ministry in Singhadarbar today, that the government is fully aware that the press freedom is a fundamental pillar of democratic system. However, he stressed the initiatives to make the media sector more responsible, dignified, and professional. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Thursday that Chinese President Xi Jinping pledged not to provide military equipment to Iran and offered to help end the conflict during their meeting in Beijing. During an interview with Fox News following the summit, Trump said China's relationship with Iran was discussed extensively as tensions continue across Middle East. Trump also said Xi wants the Strait of Hormuz reopened as China continues relying heavily on oil shipment moving through the region. Trump said Xi additionally offered to help broker a resolution to the conflict. The president also renewed pressure on Tehran to reach an agreement before the conflict escalates further. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi said on Friday that he had received messages from the United States saying it is willing to continue talks and that he was open to any support, including from China. Araghchi spoke a day after U.S. President Donald Trump said Xi Jinping had offered China's help to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Pakistan has been the key mediator so far between the United States and Iran, but a first round of talks in Islamabad in April failed to reach any agreements. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather in Kosi province and the Himalayan and hilly regions of the remaining provinces, while the Terai region will be partly cloudy. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi province and at one or two places in Madhya province, as well as the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions. There is also a possibility of windy conditions at a few places in Madhya and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Auditor General's report, annual report submitted to President Ramchandra Pujal, governing instructs subordinate bodies to maintain frugality in public procurement policy. Constitution Amendment Task Force calls Genji representatives for positive dialogue. And U.S. President Trump says Chinese President Xi offered help ending Iran conflict and reopening Strait of Hormuz. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.